Well, that's one way, but there's one reason. But there's also the question of racism and how it affects people here of color. And I, as an individual, didn't necessarily feel that I was discriminated against because I was a high achiever. I was, you know, on sports teams, and I pretty much excelled as an individual. But I started realizing that there was a reason why we had to have everybody work in the family. All the adults had to work, you know. And the fact that I was the first one to graduate from college in my family. And so there are the impact of long, you know, the legacy of racism and the discrimination that you start discovering in the history. You know, during the 20s, my dad, he had a stroke at one point and he couldn't really talk anymore. And but at the same time, he was here when they would call Filipinos monkeys. And he was a scrapper. He would that's my mom. I'll just call her. But he was a scrapper in the sense that he was a quiet type person. He didn't really express himself, but when he was mad, he was really like a boxer even, you know. And I think that he found himself having to fight in the streets because people were picking on Filipinos and using them as scapegoats, you know. So it was also the time of, you know, the ratio between Filipino men and women was so imbalanced that Filipinos were also taking, you know, or relating to white women. That was difficult, you know. So the reaction was like, oh no. There were anti-miscegenation laws. There were a lot of laws that were passed during the time of the early 20s to the 30s that affected Filipinos too. So it was also the group of people that got together for Filipinos for Affirmative Action. They weren't like activists at the time, but they were just really upset and pissed off about racism and discrimination. And we all had felt it in some form or fashion.
What about the...